If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey everyone, Jason Law here, and welcome to another episode of the Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. And it is seldom that I have guests, but the show will start getting more and more guests, those who have really amazing and inspiring stories. And with me today is a good friend. We've known each other for like, I think almost 20 years or more. And I've seen how he progressed, how he started his business, ups and downs, success and failures. Parang mas madami yung failures, no? But starting this year, I really am so impressed. I think this started like a few years ago and it has just grown huge, yung business niya. And then finally, nung Christmas, something happened. And I'm just so amazed with not really his success, but his outlook in life. I mean, the success is phenomenal. But yung outlook niya, no, whether merong success or matitinding mga challenges, is just there. And I think his motto in life is like, fight and laban. So my friend is the CEO of two companies, StratQuad and Dropify. So his business is mainly importation and online businesses. And he's helping a lot of people who also started in this space. So let us all welcome my good friend, Charles C. Hello, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. It's a privilege. Alam mo, Jason, ah. I think I knew you sa Skybiz pa eh. Sorry if I mentioned. Ganun na kataga. I saw you speaking sa stage. Kung galing naman ito. So, how many years yon?
Mga early 2000. So, tama. Mga 20 years na.
20 years na. Grabe. So I was, I think, 16 or 17 years old lang.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Ano pa lang ako noon? Mga 18.
Okay. So yeah, 20 years na, no? Nakakatuwa na. Yes. And thank you for having me here in your podcast. It's a privilege to be guested by Jason Law.
No, it's my privilege. It's my privilege. Sabi, I in spite of your busy schedule, no, you're here.
Yeah.
And Charles, tell us about your business now.
Actually, it's tama yung introduction mo. I have two companies that I run. First is we do back-end solution for SMEs, lalo especially for online sellers. So that's one thing that we do. We also have warehousing. So ang kaganda namin sa warehousing, no? But when you look for a warehouse, usually nagiging bedroom eh. So pag bedroom ang warehouse mo, hindi okay. And so that's what we offered. Instead of doing your business sa house mo, we offer a small price for SME rate. Actually, we started with 950 pesos may sarili ka ng bodega.
Wow.
Tapos, we do, hindi mo na kailangan maghanap ng tagapak o yung kasambahay mo magpapak para sa'yo. We just charge a minimal amount. We started with 15 pesos to pack your the items. Kasama na dyan yung pouches, kasama na dyan mga bubble wrap. So, that's one type of business that we offer to SMEs. Second naman is we also have drop shipping. If you heard of Dropify, we do drop shipping via Lazada and Shopee, the first drop shipping company to do it in the world.
Galing.
Yes. Kasi kami yung first na nag-drop ship in Lazada. So you can start your own business without any capitalization in Lazada and in Shopee.
Mm. Ano yan? For those of you who are listening and you're thinking of to start a business, maybe Charles is the guy you can talk to, you can visit their website. We'll talk about that later, how you can get in touch with his company. And if you have some ideas of, grabe, no? Produkto na mas mura pa sa Divisoria. Posible pala yon. Direct sa China.
Mm. Direct sa China, yes.
Right, right. And si Charles, no, the reason why I also invited him, kasi noong December, grabe noong 2020, no? Parang tapos na. And then December 30, I heard that his warehouse nasunog. Mm. So, tell us what happened. Parang ang bilis yata ng pangyayari, no?
Goosebumps. Alam mo, actually, sa fire, alam mo, to be honest din sa'yo, no, Jason, no? Family namin, we have countered mga twice na nasunugan na kami ng bahay. And the difference na na-realize ko, no, kasi yung bahay naman talaga sa parents natin yan, eh, it's not really your own. Pero alam mong sa family yan, and it greatly affected our family. Pero yung burden, alam mo kasi daddy mo ang nag-carry ng burden. No? Pero when you run a business, it's your own eh. So tapos we built it for years. And tapos actually ang masakit is nadamay lang yung ano namin, yung warehouse namin. The fire didn't come from us, it came from our neighbor. So ang masakit, syempre for ilan years since 2014 yung inaccumulate mo lang yung business mo, pinapagrow mo, and then in just one night, in less than 2 hours, it's all gone. So yun yung mga experiences na hindi natin na-foresee, pero it hurts, no? Sakit. Kasi talaga total loss kami, no? So pag na-visit mo, I can send, if mapapakita ni Jason pictures, no? Wala talaga, as in wala kang makukuha ni isang or na may value sa warehouse namin at that time.
Charles, kasi his brother is also a good friend, si Dennis, no? He shared the story. Pag ganyan kasi, better na, syempre, pag tatawagan ka namin, I'm sure ang daming tumatawag sa'yo just to check, kamusta na. And he told me, sabi ko, oh, kamusta si Charles? And yung perspective niya sabi, really, laban lang. And they were even telling you na, alam mo, it's okay to grieve. Baka hindi ka pa nag-grieve yung nasa denial stage ka pa. And yet, you have gone through that. Tell us, ano yung, what's going through your mind? How can someone experience such a tragic loss and yet have that kind of perspective na, you know, fight lang tayo?
Pinagdaanan ko yung dabda. Actually, yun yung tinuturo sa atin. I went through denial stage. Anger, depression, ano pa ba, bargaining, and acceptance. So, pero ang maganda sa akin, very fast. Kasi nakita ko ayaw ko mag-linger at saka mag-dwell sa depression. So, yung at first, no, ito yung maganda. Yung first denial stage ako, sinasabi ko, Lord, tanggap ko na to. Feeling ko accept ko talaga. No, sa kotse pala ko yung mga tao ko nagsisend na ng videos. Sir, nasusunog na yung likod ng bodega natin. Tapos mo yan, sir, nasusunog na yung gitna ng bodega natin. Sir, sunog na po.
In 2 hours.
So ako on the way pala ako kasi it takes me 30 minutes to go to Bulacan. So when I saw the video, sabi ko, wala na to. Shucks, wala na to. So pagdating ko doon, talaga sabi ko, oh no. Wala ng pader. Sunog na yung buong bubong. So sabi ko, yung nakita ko yung video, ang sabi ko, Lord, tanggap ko to. Yan yung, ito yung natutunan ko sa daming failures na, Jason. Hindi na naka-attach talaga yung identity ko sa material things. So nung nasunog sa akin, tanggap ko, nasunog. Okay? Natanggap ko siya. Pero syempre, hindi shock na pa yun nung una. Pagdating mo doon, bumbero, kakausapin ka ng mga investigator, nandun yung mga news mga media. So, yung first night, wala ka talagang, hindi nagsisink in. Wala ka magawa eh. So, at ang maganda, wala lang nagkasakit or walang na-aksidente. So, that's the first thing that happened. So, the next day na ko yung talagang nagsink in. The next day, doon na nasabi ko, oh shucks, paano ko babangon? The thing is, when you are after the event, it's really hard to process things. Mixed emotions, your stress. You know, I'm an expert na in stress eh. Kasi before, I don't know kung nakwento ko sa'yo, nagkaroon ako ng sleep store. I had a sleep store. I sell mga melatonin. I sell mga pillows, etc. Anything that will help you sleep, no? Pero that night, even though I tried everything, lahat ng learn ko how to sleep properly, deep breathing, lowering the heart rate, I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep. As in, for two nights, I wasn't able to sleep. So, there are times, meron din, past few days, meron ka rin nights na pag may na-encounter akong problem or stress, I cannot sleep. Pero it's normal. I realize it's normal. Kasi we have our bodies, we have acids, we have stress, we stay. Pero ibig sabihin ko, yung, ang maganda lang dito, hindi ka dapat affected yung identity and purpose mo. So, the body would react at some, kasi you have to think really fast. You have to act on it, decide on it, or that. So, the body, minsan, napapagod din. Yun yung na-realize ko.
Mm-hmm. By the way, for those who are listening, kaya ko rin in-invite si Charles, kasi nung 2020, we've all gone through stress. Ako personally, no, because my business is really mga live events when I speak to companies. And whenever I would see his posts, how he succeeded yung business niya and everything, na-inspire ako kasi nakita ko kung paano siya nagsimula. Pero ngayon, mas lalo pa ako na-inspire. Dahil the outlook that's really what's parang yun yung tinatawag natin na resilience. Diba yung sinasabi niya ng bounce back? It's not if you bounce back It's how fast you bounce back. And this is so fresh, less than 1 month. And look at you. Parang ikukumpara kayong mukha mo kung nakikita niyo to sa video with other people na, you know, going through less stress. But it's as if wala kang problema.
Meron naman problema.
Wala sa itsura eh. Ano bang ginagawa mo? Ano bang...
Maganda yung lighting. May biro lang, no? Actually, ito natutunan ko, no? Hindi naman sa walang problema. Every day, I have problems.
Hindi nakikita sa mukha. Hindi nakikita sa mukha.
Buti, nakatulog na kasi ako. Pero, yeah. Maganda if you accept things. Tapos you take a rest. There are times na sabi ko, I won't work today. I just want to rest. Spend time with family. Kasi every day, iba-iba talaga yung challenges. And ang maganda dito, na-realize ko, no, if you surrender it to God, if actually you don't have to surrender, you think lang how big our God is. Not sounding religious, no, but if you imagine yung problems natin, napakaliit lang. Sobrang liit. Sabi ko, ang pera, kaya kitain ulit. Pero syempre, it's easier said than done. Pero yung principle at yung purpose, alam mo, merong mag-guide sa'yo na yung heart mo na lang naintindihan, may peace, ganyan.
Yeah. You mentioned 2 days kang umiyak. Tapos, after that, what was your, how did you manage to get back up again in just a short span of time? Aside from, I love what you said, no, about that perspective na I think nasabi mo pa yata kay Dennis na si God kasi yung, ano, ang boss mo.
Mm-hmm. And but actually si Randel, alam mo, before the fire happened, I was having dinner with Randel Tiongson. Mm-hmm. Sa bahay niya. So when we were talking, meron siyang sinabi doon na actually sinabi na kasi may pinag-uusapan kami at the end of the conversation, sinabi lang niya na sinabi ko, God is my business partner. Mm-hmm. Tapos sabi niya, actually no, that's wrong. He is not your business partner, but he is your boss. Mm-hmm. Then I realized, oh nga, no. He is my boss. So, pero syempre, yung mga words natin na re-realize mo noon, parang hindi nagsisink in naman talaga, sobrang sink in. Kasi hindi naman siya experiential. So, yung nasunog siya, na-realize ko, ay talaga, wala talaga, isang pitik lang kaya kunin ni Lord tong lahat, everything kaya kunin. And na-realize ko, no, after 2 days, no, eto na lang, no, when I knelt down and prayed, cried to God din. So I prayed din, Lord, I don't know what to do. So, pero actually, hindi sasagot si Lord ko, paano mo gagawin eh. He just wants you to know who He is. And na-reveal sa akin, no, when I am spending my quiet time to Him, merong, nasa Book of Daniel ako. Nakita ko, sabi ko, kala ko ako si Daniel, para hindi pa, ako pala si Nebuchadnezzar. Yung na-reveal sa akin, no, at the end of the day, kahit si Nebuchadnezzar, sobrang mighty niya. That night, grabe, no, tinanggal siya, nawala lahat sa kanya. Tapos binalik din siya ni Lord. Pero ang heart ko kasi na-humble eh, na-humble talaga ni Lord. Kasi minsan makikita mo, sino ba may-ari talaga nito? Yun ang question eh. sino ba may ari nito, no? Once na na-acknowledge mo talaga na hindi talaga sa itong negosyo yung wealth na kinikita mo and it belongs to our creator, talagang magkakaroon ka ng peace of heart. Peace. Yun, after, nag-quiet time ako, after reading the book of Daniel, I read it one day, buo. Peace na yung heart ko. So sabi ko, nag-speak sa akin yung, actually, I'm talking to God. Tapos, sabi ko, Lord, naiintindihan ko na ngayon. You want me to humble. It's not about my story. Actually, ngayon podcast natin, ginagawa, no, it's not really about my story. Pero kung na-realize na ng tao yung mga words na sinasabi ko na, kasi lahat, alam mo, Jason, after ng fire, yung mga words ng mga tao sa akin, you're gonna get bounce back. You're gonna, your wealth is gonna tenfold. Dadaming pera mo. Pero at the end of the day, when I think about it, it's not about it. I'm okay kahit hindi ibalik ni Lord sa akin yung wealth. I'm okay with that. Pero ito yung na-realize ko, no? Talaga dapat susurrender yung heart natin. Tapos ma-realize mo who he is. Kasi kung bounce back lang, paano kung hindi ka binalik sa yung pera? Ang na-realize ko yung meaning and purpose of life. Actually, meaning and purpose of life, it's not about bouncing back or getting richer or ibe-bless ako ni Lord or yayaman ako or basta may relationship ako kay God, yayaman ako, magiging billionaire or magiging millionaire because of this trial. It doesn't work that way. It's not about my story. Yun ang na-realize ko. It's His story in me, in my life.
Wow.
Yung na-realize ko.
Wow. Wow. You mentioned about being humble. No? Do you feel like in some way, because you were becoming more and more successful, you feel na medyo sometimes na apektuhan yung humility?
To be frankly speaking, yes. No? Sobra ako na humble kasi na-realize ko, I sound very religious when I talk, no? Pero tanggalin natin yung religious side, walang religious, no? Minsan kasi talaga, when you grind, you work so hard, minsan talaga yung ownership o yung wealth is based, nakikita mo, abilidad ko tuman to eh. Abilidad ko lahat to eh. Pero napansin ko, kahit gano'ng kagaling yung abilidad mo, pwede talaga mawala isang pitik lang, isang sakit lang, isang sunog lang. Wala eh. So, sabi ko, wala. Naiintindihan ko na ngayon. I understand. So, ngayon, experiential ako. Sabi ko, naiintindihan ko talaga yung meaning ng life. It's not really gaining wealth. So, yung okay lang mag-gain ka ng wealth. Hindi masama. And it's good. Gusto ni Lord na be-bless ka or what. Pero yung purpose at saka yung identity ko na parang yung heart ko, pag mayaman ako, mas pogi ako.
Kung mas marami... Kahit wala kang pera, pogi ka na eh.
Yan ang gusto ko sa iyo eh. Yan ang gusto ko sa iyo. Pero ibig sabihin hindi naka-touch. Kaya sabi ko, kung nag-i-struggle ka, it's okay. Lahat naman tayo nag-i-struggle eh. Na-realize, lahat tayo nag-struggle. Kahit bilyonaryo o milyonaryo, nag-i-struggle din yan. Wala namang perfect na. No? It's choices in life. You have to give and take. Meron talaga kahit kung naging bilyonaryo ka, merong kapalit yan. Kapag naging milyonaryo ka, may kapalit yan. It's how you choose your life. Hindi lahat pwedeng win-win.
Natawa ko yung sa humility. Sinasabi mo minsan, di ba, we do that. Parang nagiging religious tayo magsalita, pero at the back of our mind. Before, there was a time in one speaking engagement, sabi ko sa mga tao, you have to be humble or you will stumble. Di, ano, palakpakan sila after pagbaba ko ng stage. Yung parang, ang galing ko ah. Yung...
hindi ka pinapatukan ng misis mo.
Taka, alam mo yun, yung hindi mo naman sinasabi sa labas pero nasa utak mo. And you have to catch that na ne, hindi ako yung magaling, si God yung magaling. Kakasabi mo lang, be humble eh.
Tama.
Yung sinasabi mo kanina no, about yan with the circumstances and everything. Iba no, when you experience it and if you're just saying it. Kasi mabilis sabihin na if God can, I won't be able to bounce back, okay na. Pero I can see it in you na you're at peace with it eh. Mm. You're at peace with it. And knowing you, I'm sure you will really bounce back. But yung mga tao kasi iniisip nila kapag may pera ka, di ba yung struggles. I mean, billionaryo, ang daming struggles niyan.
Mm.
Multimillionaires. I mean, you've seen, di ba, a few months ago, merong billionaryo na nagpakamatay yung anak.
Mm.
So things like that now, sometimes we, you know, we take for granted. And looking at what you're saying, it's really appreciating what you have. Eh? And if you don't appreciate what you have right now, even if you have everything, you still won't appreciate it.
At saka makikita mo kung sa loob ng, kung sino kayo sa, yung nasa loob ng heart mo, makikita mo talaga, Jason. Yung nasunog, tanggap ko kagad na nasunog siya. And nagkaroon ako ng peace din. Ang difference lang is, talagang yung relationship ko kay Lord nag-magnify. Yung nag-quiet time talaga ako. Tapos talagang alam ko by heart, nagsasalita, sobrang clear pag nagsasalita si Lord sa akin.
Wow.
So yun yung sabi ko nga, tinanong, marami nagtatanong sa akin, mga friends ko, Charles, kamusta ka? After a week, na-realize ko, sagot ko, no, I became a better man. Hindi ko sinagot, I'm believing na God will give me more wealth. And actually, hindi ko na masabi yan. Hindi ko na, ito to be frankly speaking, Jason, no? Alam ko naman paano ko magbabounce back, alam ko paano ko gagawin. Yung logic at saka yung ability na nasa utak ko nandyan. Okay, pero hindi ko na siya ini-aim na parang it's for me. Dahil binigay, nadaanan ko tong trial na to, i-bless ako ni Lord 10 times more. Wala akong ganyang expectations na. Kasi pag nasunugan ka, ito sasabihin ko sa iyo, hindi yan yung gusto ni Lord. Ang gusto niya something is yung heart mo. Sino ako dyan sa puso mo? So yun yung gusto ko i-impart sa mga nakikinig sa inyo, no? Kasi kung kilala ko ng mga tao na I failed so many times. I failed, the bankrupt ako sa negosyo ko, ganyan. Pero pag nasunog ka, ibang klase. Ibang klase pag nasunugan ka. Yun lang yung masasabi ko. Everything is wiped out.
Ayan. Wow.
Pag na-bankrupt ka, may asset ka pa naman kahit pa paano eh. So pag nasunugan ka, wala talaga. Wala kang business. Wala lahat. As in, wala. Yun yung na-realize ko. So, it's a humbling experience. It's a perspective, change of perspective. And you see na in a... nag-eye-opener. Yun yung word ni eye-opening sa akin. Pak! I now understand. When I act right now, I kailangan humble. Kahit nagjo-joke ako dati, mukhang mayabang. Kasi pag nandiyan kami magkakapatid yung pamilya ko, yabang namin lahat eh. Pero ngayon, humility, etc. Kasi God works in different ways. Hindi mo maintindihan paminsan. Pero pag, when you see, okay, I understand na.
Sabi mo kanina, di ba, yung nag-quiet time ka ng ganun katindi. Natatanda mo pa yung last time na nag-quiet time ka ng ganun katindi?
Matagal na. Matagal na. As in, gusto, alam mo ganito, ayoko mag-stop magbasa ng Bible. Ngayon, yung panahon ngayon, talagang basa ko. Dati, hirap na hirap ako isang chapter pag magbasa. Pero ngayon, talagang iba kasi alam mo nagsasalita. Minsan, may times, kahit ngayon, honestly, pag nagbasa ko, minsan di naman nagsasalita si Lord eh. Pero minsan, hinahanap mo na lang kasi iba yung experience at saka yung eye-opener kung sino si God. Talagang nagpakilala sa akin. Nagpakilala sa akin si God.
You mentioned, no, you failed several times. And I want to also let our listeners learn from someone who have failed and started over and over again until they become successful, no. Ilang beses ka na ba nag-fail sa business?
I think pang
calculator
pang
kailangan.
Pang-anim yata to. Pang-5 or 6, ganyan.
5 or 6, wow. What was your first business you started and it failed?
I started in Divisoria. I have a store, Charles Ryan Enterprises. So it lasted for a year.
Uh-huh.
Ang problem sa Divisoria naman kasi sobrang nipis ng kitaan. Ang benta namin ng tela, 5 piso, 10 piso yung tubo. So in short, ilan yard para kumita ako ng 3,000. Ilan rolls ng tela para kumita ng ganun. So the market was so competitive. That's why I went to the mall. Yung market ko was, I tried to find a niche market by setting up a, tawag ko dun, a lifestyle store or concept store. in malls. So I
puntahan ko yan, yung stores mo sa
MOA. Meron ako sa SM MOA.
Yeah. Saan pa yung isa?
Dalawa sa Glorieta.
Yes.
Isa sa Festival Mall, isa sa SM South Mall.
Okay, hold on. Before we head on to the rest of the episode, I'm sure some of you are wondering how we collab with brands here in the Unique Life podcast. And with that, we use Podmetrics. So if you have a podcast, sign up at podmetrics.co and use the code UNIQUE. That's one word, all caps. In that way, you can help support the show as well. Let me repeat that. YOUNIQUE, one word, all caps. And if ever you're an advertiser who wants to collab with a Unique Life podcast, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Right, napuntahan ko yung ano, yung Glorieta ata.
Yes, Glorieta. Yes. Oo. So, yan, lahat yun. Well, lahat yun, hindi naman lahat. Meron pang the two stores ngayon, nabenta ko siya eh, yung last two stores ko. Pero ang na-realize ko when failing, lalo sa business, no, may categorize ko lang into two. Pag nag-fail ka, yung isang failure, hindi mo alam yung gagawin mo. Nag-fail ka, nag-bankrupt. Hindi, lahat ginawa mo na hanggang mabankrupt ka, ibig sabihin, hindi mo na alam paano ka babangon. Yung isa namang failure, kung nasunugan ka, pero alam mo paano mo gagawin. So sabi ko, nare-realize ko ngayon, thank you na lang na yung failures ko, iba yung bouncing back. Iba rin yung mga na-experience ko before. Ngayon, sobrang confident ako. Ano ko gagawin ko? Ito, sample ko, Jason. January 30 nasunog. December 30 nasunog.
Yeah.
December 31, umiiyak ako. January 1, alam mo ginagawa ko? Bumibili ako ng laptop, bumibili ako ng printer, bumibili ako ng bubble wrap, bumibili ako pouches. Witness misses ko yan. Kasi sabi ko, I need to bounce back right away. Ayoko ganitong magdudwell. So, start ako, everything. Bumibili ako ng table, bumibili ako ng upuan. January 1, January 2, January. Gusto ko pagpasok na Monday, meron na, deliver na. So, January 2, umiikot na ako sa Bulacan. Naghanap na ako ng bodega. Ganun kabilis yung... kasi alam ko, at siya nagsisalita si Lord, fight, laban. Yung family ko, support. Laban. Huwag kang... Siyempre, ngayon ko lang nakita yung family ko, naiyak. Naiyak sila sa experience.
Your family, meaning your ano, yung wife mo or even your siblings? And ano?
Siblings. Dad ko, nakita ko yung lungkot.
Yeah.
Lungkot. Kasi nakita nila how hard I work.
Yung sabi mo kanina, di ba yung dabda yan, yung five stages of grief. Kasi yung five stages of grief, okay siya, pinagdadaanan natin siya. And then finally, dadating ka sa acceptance. Pero some people, isang taon, dalawang taon, or mas matagal pa, dumadaan siya. And you were able to do it in 1 to 2 days. That's resilience. So, I guess, merong mga bagay na, alam mong, kumbaga, kailangan matutunan ng tao yan eh. Especially in this season. I mean, some people, bakit gano'n, no? Some people, mas maliit ang problema nila. Yung iba, katiting lang. Pero, dumadaan dyan ng katagal-tagal. They stay there, tinatambayan nila. Okay lang ma-depress, pero don't dwell on it, wag mong tambayan. But, there are some people like you who can immediately bounce back.
Yung, ako naiintindihan ko na yung bounce back eh, lately ah. So yung bounce back, ito yung totoo, no? Bounce back is never easy. It's how you handle your emotions. To be frankly speaking, Jason, there are times that I'm sad. Until now.
Of course.
Yes. Of course. Kasi isipin nila, no? Yung bouncing back is that, yes, may resilience, may ano. Pero it's okay not to be okay. Yan yung na-realize ko. Until now, I faced struggles, I face different problems, there are roadblocks, For example, Chinese New Year ngayon, wala kaming goods, di kami makabili. Tapos cash flow, etc. Marami pagdadaanan ng isang negosyante.
Yeah.
Ang difference lang talaga, ito na realize ko na, if your heart is not attached to these things, it's okay. Yun na realize ko. Sabi ko, example ko, marami pa ako, alam ko kung may mangyaring masama o nangyari, it's okay. So, because nakasurrender yung heart ko na, I think, and yan yung talagang, ewan ko, iba-iba talaga yung tao, no? Iba-iba yung eye-opener nila pag merong tragedy or hardships na na-encounter. Mine, the eye-opener for me is like, hey, we can do this. Yeah, you have your family supporting you. You have friends who said you can do it. The words actually, Jason, to sabihin ko in social media, it helped me a lot. There were people who were also angry. There were people na talagang blame me, no, etc. Pero sabi ko, it's a force majeure event. Pero at the end of the day, so, yung mga encouragement is more than the discouragement. And it helps a person. Yun yung masabi ko. So people, you have to express, if your friend is having a down, you have to express it. Kasi they need it. Eh. Sometimes confidence, words, yun yung ano eh. Yun yung, actually, pag something tragic, confidence ang una titirahin sa'yo.
Right, right.
Confidence. So there are days na yung confidence level ko, shucks, hindi ko kaya to. Hindi ko kaya. I don't know how to deal with these people. I don't know how to do it. Pero when your wife is there, my dad was supportive with words, and my siblings, my friends, you guys, may prayer, Viber pa kami, no? Someone would just call me. Relate, alam mo yung mga negosyante, relate na relate sa akin na, kakamustahin lang ako, papadala nila ako ng food, papadala nila ako ng something, no? Na sa ko, wow, hindi ko na-expect to. But, yeah, Jason, ito pa, may mga clients kami who donated money to me.
Wow, wow.
Hindi ko ma-expect sa ko, oh shucks, hindi ko, siyempre never ako tumatanggap ng pera. Mm. So sabi nila, may nag-donate sa akin, ito pang pushcart yun po. Pushcart. Sabi ko, bakit? Bakit wow. Kayo nag-donate? Kasi sabi niya, yung, I remember she said na, this is like, we want to be part of your testimony because God can create something from nothing. So sabi niya, walang-wala ka, no? This is a reminder from you na God is providing this push card for you. Ako never ako tumanggap ng donation in my life. Never. As a businessman, sabi ko, ba't tatanggapin ko ba ito? Dami, ang dami nagdo-donate. Kaya iiyak ka eh. Iiyak ka, Jason. Sa grabe, sabi ko, I cannot imagine, no? I don't need your money. Parang gusto ko sabihin, I don't need your money. Pero right now, it's not about the money. It's about how the love, the care. Sometimes people give me money. I don't know who they are. Meron pang nagbigay ng money sa akin. I cannot forget. It's a drop, parang dropshipper ko. Tapos sinabi ko, thank you yung ano namin. No? But employees ko, willing sila. Cut, salary cut. Grabe, sabi ko, hindi ko ma-imagine ganyan. But they were, God will work. God works. Alam na nila eh. Naiintindihan nila eh. So, miracles do happen. But more than the tangible things, no? You see that people believe in you. You see opportunities open. You see there's wisdom to get back. Wow. And there's hope. Wow. Hope.
By the way, everyone, this is Charles C., the CEO of StratQuad and Dropify. So we're talking about his story of how everything was taken away from him because of a fire. And this is just so fresh, just a month ago. And so many lessons that we can learn. So many lessons. I think one huge lesson na kailangan natin maintindihan din, no? Yung you mentioned people are helping. And I'm assuming mga naging kaibigan mo na rin to, or you've built relationships with them, no? Through the business. Would you say that?
Not all. There are iba Facebook friend lang. Iba followers. I receive, I think, thousands of comments of bouncing back. I receive those words. Donation, nakakayaman sabihin, no? I got a few, in the huge amount, but it's something that they want to be like, they're telling me, hey, you have to bounce. Naka-relate sila sa akin. Feeling ko naka-relate or na-touch sila na I really don't know. I really don't know. Some people hindi ko close, give food, pinadala sa bahay, hiningi pa yung address, hiningi pa yung contact number ko to someone. Mm. Sabi ko,
galing, galing.
Ewan ko, hindi ko talaga maintindihan, no? Hindi ko maintindihan. But it's humbling. Those things, doon ako umiiyak. Sabi ko, hindi ako umiiyak sa nasunog. Umiiyak ako sa testimony. Umiiyak ako sa love. Umiiyak ako sa...
Tumutulong sila sa'yo hindi dahil naawa sila. Tumutulong sila dahil they're inspired. That's a big difference.
Actually, yun yung... yes, alam ko hindi tulong nila kasi kung tulong na... Tama ka dyan. Yan yun. Na-feel ko yun. Hindi ko dahil kailangan ko yung pera nila. It's more na... baka nga na-inspire ko sila. That's a good na nasabi mo yon. Kasi alam ko, hindi naman yung amount nila, hindi naman 1 million or 2 million or para ma-save yung business ko or what. It's just a small amount. It's just saying, hey, we're here for you. I don't know those people, ah. Meron ako, I don't know them. Meron ako sinabi pa kanila may mga dropshipper. Sorry, I just want to say this kasi I charge. Don't refund us the money. Keep it.
Wow.
Grabe. Don't refund them the money. Keep it. Some pang push cart yun po. Wow. Sobra. Charles, meron pa isa. Friend ko, nasunugan din siya. Can I donate money to you? Yung una, nag-reject ako. Actually, nireject ko yung unang-una. Kasi sabi ko, nahiya ako, nasunugan ka rin yung goods mo na sa akin. Don't. Pero, you know, the heart is like, there are generous people. And it's more of like, it's the love. Kaya doon ako napapalaban eh. Doon ako napapabounce back actually sa mga ganyan.
Yeah, yeah. Tsaka yung support talagang importante. Pag nakapag-build ka ng support system, I mean, you may say na yung iba hindi mo ka-close, but I'm sure yung mga employees mo, you've invested time, you build relationships with them. Minsan kasi yun ang hindi nakikita ng tao eh. Parang pag nagnegosyo, it's all about money, it's all about making, di ba? Meron pa mga quote, mga catchphrases na start your empire, di ba? But it's really about the people you work with also, no? And the relationships that you build.
Yes.
Kasi kung iba-iba lang yan, baka yung employees mo, ang dami yan. Yung nagkaroon lang ng problema yung company ng konti, di ba? Iwan na kagad. Loyalty is very hard to get now. And for you to have loyal people who really stayed with you. So, kamusta yung mga staff mo?
Ginugoosebumps ulit ako sa sinasabi mo. Kasi, ginugoosebumps ako, Jason. When you say it, iba. When you experience it, iba. So, ngayon na-experience ko yung what you're saying. Kasi sabi ko, to be honest din, no? Sabi ko, no. Ito yung employees ko. Sabi ko, guys, wala tayong job description. Sabi ko, yung kung anong ginagawa mo dati, hindi mo pwede gagawin ngayon kasi wala tayong trabaho. So, anong gagawin mo? Magalungkat ka ng files. Magalungkat ka ng ganyan. O, ganito gagawin mo. Wala tayong job description. Second, okay lang ba 4 days kayo pumasok? Okay lang. And if you see, ganito, meron ako isang staff dito. Taas na. Taas yung position niya. Sabi niya, Charles, kung ayaw na magtrabaho ng mga bodegero, kasi di ba sa Bulacan kami, sabi namin mag-start kami dito sa Metro Manila, mag-rent kami ulit ng maliit na kwarto. Sabi, kami magbabalot. Kami na, huwag mo na isipin, kung walang susunod, tayo muna magbabalot. Kami muna. We ganyan, grabe. So, kung yung sacrifice, kasi ito na realize ko, no? They got the mission of the company. It's not really the vision. The mission. Nakita nila yung purpose of what we are doing.
Which is what, the mission?
And the mission is to elevate the quality of lives through dropshipping. Medyo mahaba pa yung statement namin pero ang gusto na namin to elevate the quality of lives of people
by giving them businesses eh, no? By giving them opportunities.
So yung kasi Dropify, in short, wala kang puhunan pero you'll have access to our warehouse. Kung ano naman ang bodega namin, you can sell it.
Right.
So in short, wala kong, so people were able to benefit. We saw changed lives. we saw yung mga puri sa Facebook ko talagang, alam mo yung nasunog yung,
wow.
Nasunog yung ano, there were testimonials. Nagulat ako. They were posting their sales. This is how much I made in dropshipping. Ang Pilipino, sanay na sanay mag-post ng sales nila. So, this is how much I, tapos tinitank you nila. Kasi, you know, it's tapos ang ganda ng testimonial nila, Jason. Hindi naman about the money they earned eh. Pero yung how the value that we were able to, we na-uplift namin yung life nila. So, kaya sabi ko sa'yo, nagulat ako sa support. Nagulat talaga ako. At saka yung employees ko, nakita nila how they are making an impact. To those people. Sabi ko, guys, nakikita itong mga words sa atin. No? It's not really about us, but it's about how we, yung nabigay natin sa kanila.
Charles, feeling ko after na itong ano, episode na ito, marami pang magiging ano, dropshippers. Dahil na-inspire sa story mo. Alam mo, yung pinag-usapan natin ngayon sa mga employees mo, and you know this, no? Dahil nagnegosyo ka na before. I mean, marami ka ng negosyo before. Napakahirap kumuha ng tao na loyal. Lalo na sa panahon.
Sobra. Ngayon. Sobra. Sabi ko nga, pinicturean ko nga eh. Sabi ko, picturean mo tong tao dito. Itong nasa meeting room natin. I want to see their faces on the picture. Kasi sabi ko, hindi ako makakuha ng ganitong employees. So i-document mo to. So I will not, it's a reminder for them that I will not forget them.
But I think hindi lang sila, no. I think it's because of you also. You've created that ano environment. Kasi itong ano eh, itong pandemic lang, I've heard stories upon stories na ano, yung mga owners ng companies na sabi sa akin, diyan talaga lumalabas ang ugali ng tao, no, pagdating na sa may problema na, pag may pagpera na pinag-uusapan, eh nakita nila yung true colors. But with you, I think it's not just ano eh. Parang ano, parang basketball, di ba? Pag galing ng ibang team yan, ito ang ugali. Pero pag sumali na ng Golden State Warriors, for example, na maganda yung kultura, di ba? Nagbabago din yung ugali ng mga players. Charles, yeah. I have some questions for you, no? And I know we've learned so much already. Yung mga nagsisimula pa lang and dun sa mga magfe-fail, of course, dun sa mga magsisimula magnegosyo, what's your advice to them?
It's okay to fail. Ito sabi ko, no, Jason, ito yung na-realize ko, no. 1% is the great idea.
Yeah.
3% is you take the risk and execute it. 96% you just adjust and adjust every single day until you reach your goal.
Amazing.
So ngayon, nasunog ako. Adjust lang. So saan yung mga goods sa amin? Nasa sahig lang. Adjust. Inantao lang natin yan. Adjust tayo. So every single day, even though you're growing, you will make adjustments. People have different characteristics, different values in life. So how do you adjust to make them yung mindset nila same sa goals mo? So, hindi lahat sasama sa'yo eh. Pero at the end of the day, because you know how to adjust, you took the risk. Yes, alam ka, lagi nga sasabihin sa atin eh, pag, when you're doing business, learn, take the risk, and execute. Pero kung tutusin, yung execute, dun talaga mag-a-adjust ka every single day. Hindi mo alam kung anong problem mo, kinabukasan, ilan yung may competitor ka na pala na nagbagsak, ano, gagawin mo, a-adjust ka. So, you have to be able to adjust. Yun yung word na natutunan ko. Yeah. So, accept failures, no? If you fail, because you fail, eto nga, sobrang dami kong fail kahit dito sa mga, marami kami clients din na hindi happy sa amin yung nag-i-start kami kasi yung mga failures, first in the Philippines nga, first in the world, or in Southeast Asia, yung dropshipping via Lazada and Shopee, for 1 year, wala akong competitor, Jason. For 1 year, walang competitor, walang nakagawa ng ginagawa namin. Kaya ang bilis umingay ng negosyo namin kasi we were the pioneers.
Uh-huh.
We were the pioneers. Nung nasunog kami dun, yung competitor namin yung umangat kayo kasi nagpatan. Pero it's okay. Kasi ang mission namin, ito nga na-realize ko na, ang mission namin is to elevate the quality of life sa Filipino people through dropshipping. So alam, sabi ko, Lord, nasunog kami kasi yung competitor namin kumikita ngayon, okay. Na-realize ko, we also, yung mission statement natin is natutuloy. Kasi kundi walang kakainin din yung mga dropshipper. So napunta doon sa kumpanya. Sabi ko, pero yung may peace yung heart ko kasi naiintindihan ko, it's not about money anymore. It's the mission statement. The people around me, yung team ko, stayed with me because of the mission statement. Not the vision. Kasi vision, isipin nila, para sa company lang yan eh. Para sa company. Pero the mission of what we're doing talaga, of changing lives, they've seen it. That's why they grab, yung culture namin, nag-grab nila and they understand why may greater purpose sila kung anong ginagawa nila dito sa company. So ako rin, sabi ko, yung sunog, there's a greater purpose. And I know, basta ang importante, you help other people. No matter in kung sa'yo dumaan or sa competitor mo dumaan, so sa ibang company dumaan, it doesn't matter. For us, ha, basta you give the best service, you do what you're, no, you do not focus so much on your competitors, ito feeling ko talagang nandiyan sila, they will support you.
When did you start that business again?
January 6, 2019.
Wow. Grabe, no? 1 year pa lang pala.
Mag-1 year, nag-birthday nga kami. Hindi pa kami naka-birthday. 1 week before our birthday, nasunog. So, we were almost, ano talaga, we were, paskil na kami sa ano talaga. Paputok na kami, kung ako natatanungin mo, ha, we were just, nasa ano na kami. We were preparing for a bigger scale of doing the business. Pero yun na masabi ko, there were changed lives, testimonials of the company of dropshipping. So talagang kaya maingay yung Dropify in a less than a year. Kasi it was a good business model actually.
And Dropify has become ano eh, parang Spotify siya eh, yung naging buzz, siya na yung naging word for dropshipping online eh. Diba?
Yes. Yes, siya yung naging dropship. Naging ano siya.
In fact, hindi ko nga alam na ang Dropify before is a company eh. I thought it's a term that you use talaga no for dropshippers.
Pioneers kasi. We were the first one to do it using Lazada and Shopee. Even I receive vlogs, I receive words from other nationalities, sa ibang bansa na nabilib sila sa Dropify. Kasi kung sa YouTube, mga Malaysian, mga, imposible talaga, pero hindi ko alam paano nangyari. Hindi ko talaga alam paano nangyari. It's just a concept na dinodrawing-drawing ko lang. Uy, possible pala to. Ay, try nga natin. So, try nga, ganyan. Biglang, uy, pwede. Then, ganun. Tapos we tried from few subscribers, tapos mapoy kami to 1,000, ganyan. So,
Sandra, TikTok ba to?
No, this the business. Oh, yung TikTok, business. Yung TikTok na lang is ano na lang yan eh. Kung paano nangyayari yan eh. Ito nga sabihin ko, no, Jason, naiintindihan ko, no, because our mission is very clear.
Amazing.
Our employees know how to do it. Parang sabi nga, parang why you do things, it's easy na to do the how.
Right.
Sorry, hindi ko, I don't know the...
Yeah. Yeah. If you know the why.
If you know the why, the how is easy.
Yes.
Yes. So, I don't do TikTok, I don't dance, pero sila, they dance. Tanong ko nga sa employee ko, why did you do that? Alam mo, sagot nila, because nandun yung tao, sir.
Wait, ano lang ba to? Sila lang ba nakaisip na to?
Sila lang lahat yan.
Akala ko it was part of your strategy, ah.
No. I only have 20 followers at TikTok. Pero ibig sabihin ko YouTube namin, I don't know how to do it, guys. Pero sila, they knew. Ang question ko, bakit yung ginawa yan? Paano yung naisip yan? Ang sagot nila, sir, because nandun yung tao. Sila yung gusto namin ma-reach out. Sila yung gusto namin ma-change yung lives. Nakita namin how yung dropshipping naka-change to a few people and we want to inspire and share it to them.
Wow.
Those ideas come from them. I never dance. Pero
mukhang bagay naman. You know, Charles, gold nugget yung sinabi mo kanina. And I think this is the first time I've heard that. No? Yung sabi mo kanina, business 100%, 1% is the idea. 3% is the ano yun, the courage to start pa or something.
Yeah, execution.
Tapos yung 96% it's about adjusting. Kasi the enemy of progress is ano eh, perfection eh. Maraming mga nagnenegosyo, nahirapan sila or ayaw na lang magsimula because they want everything to be perfect. Just thank you so much. Last words, no? Siguro one more question and then last words. Dun sa mga magsisimula pa lang, wala pa silang any experience and they want to start a business. You mentioned don't be afraid to fail. But what would it take for them to have that courage to start? Ano yung kailangan nila?
Lagi ko sinasabi ito, no? When you start something, start small, start simple, start now. If you didn't know the story, I started with a 20 square meter office sa apartel, may dalawang kama. I started small. Kasi you have to dive and swim. And you have to experience it. Eh. So if you don't take the risk, kahit dapat simple lang eh. Ano yung essential things na kailangan mo gawin? Sometimes, so parang last words ko na to, pero parang ang haba. No? Example ko, gusto ko magpapayat. Ang problem ko sa gusto ko magpapayat, gusto ko maganda sapatos ko, gusto ko naka-fitbit ako, gusto ko pag nagtumakbo ko, nakakita ko yung calories ko, tsaka saan yung route ko. Pero if you think at the end of the day, is it essential? So you have to make it simple. You just run. You just have to do it. And you have to start now. Kasi you won't know if it is for you if you don't start now. So if simple lang yan and you started small, you'll be able to test. And test if it is really for you or not.
So, listeners, ito lang yan. Kung meron kayong gustong gawin ngayon, start now. Huwag niyo nang patagalin. But start simple. And then you can start now. Charles, thank you so much. Really, really, inspiring conversation episode. And hindi lang ikaw yung nagkaka-goosebumps din ako. So, continue to inspire and we're excited. We know that you will inspire more people, maybe not just twice, 5 times, 10 times more because of this story. And I can see that this story is going to go huge. A lot of people will pick up on it and they will be inspired because of that. And may God always be seen in your life as you continue to inspire more people through Him. Maraming salamat. This is Chelsea. The CEO of StratQuad and Dropify. Learned so much from him. And again, this is Jason Lo. So you're listening to the Unique Life podcast where we also talk about the unique lives of people. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlo.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Lo. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.